2023 CDO Study, Turning Data into Value, brought to you by the IBM Institute for Business Value. Frequently misunderstood, the role of a chief data officer is not about the data itself. It's about the business value data insights can provide. And while no two CDO paths are alike, some are better than others. In fact, 8% of chief data officers spend less than their peers for greater impact. How? Leading CDOs spend less on data strategy and management than their peers, yet achieve equal or greater annual revenue growth. In their actions and through their choices, they're leaving a trail of breadcrumbs for other CDOs to follow and learn from. It's a trail worth following. This leading group of CDOs, which we call value creators, are 50% more likely to be responsible for increasing data ROI than other CDOs and are outperforming them by 40% in innovation. These value creators experience 43% higher performance in innovation compared to their peers. They see 9% greater data capitalization and achieve 7% higher revenue growth. Based on interviews from 3,000 CDOs from around the globe, the 2023 CDO study from the IBM Institute for Business Value delineates how CDOs can position their organizations to derive the business transformation value of insights from integrated data. This report answers questions such as, what are the top challenges faced by CDOs and what are they doing about them? Which technologies are CDOs relying on for ROI and more? Why is data security about to get more complicated? Here's a hint, quantum computing. Here's Peter Jackson, Chief Data and Product Officer, Outra, and Chief Data and Analytics Officer, Carruthers and Jackson, on how poorly defined rules hold back CDOs.
I think the biggest blind spot and the biggest danger for the CDO is the organization doesn't actually know what they want the CDO to do. And they don't actually know what type of CDO do they want. Do they want a CDO who's going to drive prediction and data analytics and data science? Or do they want a chief data officer who's going to make sure that their data is of a good quality and they can trust it? I think the second blind spot is in the individual themselves. Know what you're good at and know where your weaknesses are, because you'll need to recruit into those weaknesses very, very quickly. The first few people around you will need to complement you in the bits that you're not good at. So the blind spots exist in ourselves, and you see some of those CDOs churning after 2 years.
A better way. Some enterprises take a show-me-the-money approach to data, spending prodigious sums in a bid to generalize outside value. While there is nothing wrong with that approach, you can make progress via blunt force, our research shows a better way. In our study, we identified heroic chief data officers, an elite 8%, whose organizations allocate proportionally less of their revenue to data, yet generate equal or greater business value. We call these CDOs data value creators because they have created a clear line of sight from data to business value. Four things define a value creator. One, a clear line of sight from data to value. They use double vision to focus on technology and the business, ensuring data is tied to return on investment, ROI. Second, data investments that accelerate business growth. They piggyback data investments off other digital investments, tying data strategy to a larger digital strategy. Third, data as a central element of business innovation. They emphasize business model innovation as much as business protection. And finally, extremely engaged ecosystem partners. They are wholly engaged internally and externally. Here's Srinivasan Sankor, Enterprise Data and Analytics Leader, Insurance Industry, on near-term opportunities for CDOs.
It's a great time to be a data leader. In the next 10 years, there is huge opportunity to showcase that value rather than on and on being a cost center. Oh, a data organization need to have X number of engineers, support people, management people. No, you don't need that. You can skinny that out to a bare minimum and be the custodian of data with emerging technologies. In my mind, I think that is what is going to make a lot of difference.
What leading CDOs do differently. Not surprisingly, perhaps, value creators are 50% more likely to be responsible for increasing data ROI than other CDOs. The expectation of a tie to the bottom line is built into their job. They are also more likely to report directly to the CEO. Interestingly, what defines these value creators is not a collection of flashy, big bang actions. On the contrary, it's an emphasis on a carefully orchestrated, low-key approach. These CDOs focus on planting seeds of change with new investments, carefully plotting out the why and how from those investments to value achieved. Most importantly, they move in lockstep with the business, in the process, cultivating the right partnerships internally and externally. Follow leading CDO's trailblazing ways with a preview of our action guide. Cultivate double vision to drive ROI. Calculate ROI early and often. Use data to track and report performance in new ways. Empower teams with data literacy. Second, piggyback data investments off broader digital investments. Establish clearly defined thresholds for automated decision-making. Pursue new sources of value through data. Apply AI for better, faster decision-making. Emphasize business model innovation as much as business protection. Have the right data platform in place to process the data you collect. Manage compliancy with data legislations and standards. Apply predictive advanced analytics. And finally, engage wholly with ecosystem partners. Share cybersecurity threat intelligence. Collaborate with transparency and visibility. Make use of your mutual critical talent and skills. You can download the complete 2023 CDO study for more insights and our comprehensive action guides by going to ibm.co/c-suite-study-CDO.